Oregon's Climate Protection Program, a plan to reduce carbon emissions from major polluters, has been under assault from the fossil fuel industry since its inception. Right now, DEQ is holding hearings to finalize the rules of the long-delayed implementation of the program, and Northwest Natural Gas is leading the charge to further gut the program. Jen Hawkins speaks with climate justice activist Diana Meisenhelter about what's at stake and how you can do your part to protect or even improve our climate protection program. Diana Meisenhelter has been an environmental and social justice activist, labor organizer, and educator for over 50 years, and is on the global, national, and local teams of Extinction Rebellion, a global climate justice organization.
Welcome to KBOO and the Old Mole Variety Hour, Diana Meisenhelter.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, you've been on the Old Mole before to talk about environmental justice activism, and we appreciate you having you on today to talk about the climate protection program in Oregon, and why this is something we need to be organizing around. So let's start by having you just describe the climate protection program and why it's important.
Yeah, well, the Oregon Climate Protection Program aims to reduce like 90% of harmful emissions from the state's largest polluters by 2050. And the implementation of it was delayed for 3 years on a technicality following a suit by oil and gas companies, including Northwest Natural Gas. And the corporations are still attempting to weaken and reduce pollution penalties and delay the new revised CPP program, which is why it's really important for people to know about this and to make their voices heard. The community investment projects funded by holding accountable the largest state polluters through community climate investment credits are critical to community climate resiliency, and they themselves will also reduce emissions by funding nonprofits that are going to do weatherization and heat pumps and solar energy, things like that, for marginalized communities. CCI funding will bring justice to frontline communities who are already being affected by devastating climate-fueled extreme weather and public health and safety risks. And the deadline for the testimony has just been extended to September 27th. And there's also going to be a virtual hearing on September 26th. There was one last night that many of us participated in.
2050 is a long time down the road. And hasn't that been a strategy of a lot of these clean energy initiatives to have the goal be so far down the road that it's hard to measure progress toward it? Or, you know, people might say we're all going to be doomed by then anyway. This is like 26 years from now.
So the good news is it has ongoing targets for each of the years, and it's being monitored each year. It's monitoring the reductions. Every 2 years, there's a whole big implementation compliance period. And
the Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ.
Yeah, and we're asking actually that in the first year, because of all these delays, that they do a 1 year compliance period, and then after that do 2 years, but we'll be able to track the emissions reductions every 2 years, and also the reductions that are happening from the community climate investment credits. Credits kick in when polluters don't meet the reduction goals, and they have this option and many other options as well to purchase the credits if they aren't able to reduce their pollution.
Credits are known to be a kind of corrupt and not very effective form of greenwashing, where you pay for the right to pollute or shuffle things around. That seems like a red flag, the whole...
Yeah, and normally I would agree. I usually have a lot of problems with the kind of offset models are pretty horrible. And indeed, that's what the utility companies are still calling for, is like offsets or RFPs. But this is totally different. One, it's way more expensive if they don't reduce their pollution instead of like the, and this is why the utility companies and big polluters are screaming, is that instead of it being like $20 a ton or something like that, this is like $129 a ton. And secondly, this is going directly back into local projects that benefit the most marginalized communities.
The fines that are generated.
Yes, if they don't go ahead and meet the goals, you know, this is a higher incentive to be able to meet those goals than any of those other kinds of offsets are doing, which is why the biggest polluters are screaming about it. And they were very vocal yesterday, but fortunately we outnumbered them.
Before you continue, can you say a little more about the science-based criteria? Because I know that's been a big part of the work that you do through Extinction Rebellion, emphasizing science for the people and science-based recognition of the climate crisis. And that's an emphasis in the organizing around the climate action plan. I mean, the climate protection program. What can you say a bit about how we view science? Because of course, these companies have their own hired hands, including many universities that produce findings that support their claims.
Yeah, well, the world's best climate scientists have put out policies basically every year. They say what the goals need to be and how much we need to do. For instance, we need to have cut emissions by 50% by 2030 in order to avoid the worst unthinkable consequences. And we've already blown past the global warming standards that they had in place. And so those are very conservative at this point, recommendations. And yet, basically, the strategy, corporate delay is kind of the new climate denial. They basically are out there trying to like push everything back in time, and we can't afford to do that anymore. And
So,
so
how does
that's
organizing around this climate protection program align with the scientific evidence that we need to move much more quickly?
Well, there was a lot of heartfelt testimony last night about what we're already seeing, both here in Oregon, where we're seeing, if you look at the fire map for Oregon this summer, it's aflame all over. If you look at the state map, there's millions of acres being destroyed by forest fires right as we speak. And we have it easy. I work with Global Extinction Rebellion. And in other parts of the world right now, it's just unthinkable what is happening. So this is well underway, and that's why trying to stay focused on the kind of science-based emissions reductions and not like try and in any way wiggle room our way out of that or delay, that's unacceptable at this point in time, given the place that we're at within this crisis. And so one of the other things that we're asking is that they're whining about the pricing structure and trying to attack falsely. In fact, there were articles both in the Oregonian and the Capital Chronicle this last week talking about how they falsely, like Northwest Natural Gas, sent out a customer newsletter in their billing thing where they attacked the climate protection program and attacked the cost. Attack the community climate investment credits. And we say we need to uphold that pricing structure and the equity provisions of those credits because, you know, they themselves are going to do amazing things to reduce emissions in addition to incentivizing the companies that they have to be reducing emissions on a timeline in line with state goals. I mean, it's sort of insane that they would attack these programs that are going to reduce emissions, create jobs, protect our community health, mitigate against climate chaos, and provide critical environmental justice investments to Oregon's most vulnerable communities.
Diana, before we close, can you let listeners know how they can get involved? Say a little about that and where people can turn for more information.
Okay, well, a simple way to get details on testifying in support of the improvements to the climate protection program, along with the talking points, can be found by Googling xrpdx.org and then going to the Take Action tab and scrolling down to the article on the CPP. The deadline's just been extended to September 27th, and there's going to be another public hearing on the 26th. And hopefully you can get an updated Zoom to that meeting at that site. Or if not, you can Google the Oregon Climate Protection Program and it'll pop up. The DEQ information will pop up along with all the background information about the Oregon Climate Protection Program. But it's just really important that people take action because corporations are organizing and they've, gotten conservative government folks to take stances that are crazy. They want to say it can't be done there. It has to go back to the legislature. But we all know what they do at the legislature. They bring in their big paid lobbyists and then they walk out. They have the conservative, Republican folks walk out so nothing can happen there. And so it's really important to push this forward, support it, but make the improvements that will make it what it needs to be.
It's an ongoing struggle, but we have a lot on our side to fight these empty suits. Well, hopefully we'll see you on the streets. Extinction Rebellion, known for its creative tactics and its multiple tactics. So
we were outside of Northwest Natural Gas's headquarters doing skits yesterday, leafleting everybody.
Thanks so much, Diana Meisenhelder, for having you on the show today. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jan.